Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411, your home for all your four and two-wheel action in Africa. Coming up in this episode, we recap a hugely successful rallycross event that was held in Machakos over the weekend. And we speak to 14-year-old Armand Ganatra, who competed in the Swift Rallycross Championship in Wales over the weekend.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the show. So the fourth rallycross event was held in Machakos over the weekend. We caught up with co-founder Tim Chester to find out how the event went.
But the spectators are starting to love it, understand it, know what it's all about. And the drivers themselves are also understanding the rules and the regs and how the racing works. So I think it's all coming together and it's in the right direction.
34 entries, so were you pleased with that amount?
No, absolutely. I think it's one of the biggest sort of entries in part of the motorsport calendar here. And from where we've come from just last year with the fourth event in, is certainly growing speed. And the drivers are getting prepped and ready for the next one and they look forward to it. So yeah, really looking forward to it and it's happy the way it's going.
A lot has been made about the Cubs category, that's introducing now the younger ones to the sport. It appears to be hugely successful.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a platform and starting ground for the little juniors in under 1,000cc engine. They're racing really well and they're understanding racing better and close contact racing. And then we've got the second Cubs, which is above 1,000cc. They're getting faster and giving their parents sort of heart attacks of what their antics they're doing. Unfortunately, the CS's son himself yesterday had a rollover. But as he saw and everybody else saw, it was attended to quickly. Safety was all there. He walked away and carried on racing. And it's just fantastic.
You did mention the CS Sababu Namwamba, the Cabinet Secretary for Youth Affairs, the Arts and Sports. He was here on the Sunday. How important was that for your event?
You know, it's lovely and we're humbled to have him come and spectate and be a part of it. Obviously, his son is racing, but like you said, he's also come out here to support the community. And thank you to him. It just shows what kind of sport or activity we've got here when he himself makes the effort to come out and watch and be part of it. And a big thank you to him.
Tim, finally, it's been held here now four times in Machakos. From your point of view, the one in December, could you move it to another venue?
We're looking at another venue just so that we've got two tracks. So we should be able to work that out and officially communicate a new venue and date. But you know, it's nice to just have a different track which we can mix it up. This time we ran this track in reverse. We'll look for a closer venue to Nairobi and hopefully we'll see more spectators.
What's your final message for people who are listening to the show?
Come out and watch. Rallycross is a great weekend. It's not expensive. There's some good food, good entertainment, good vibe, and watch some rallying too. And it's on a closed circuit. It's all in a small area. And to the vendors and the people who are coming out and offering these services, I think they're loving it too. And it's just a family event. And that's what we're trying to create here.
Co-founder of Rallycross, Tim Jessup, thank you so much for speaking to us on Motorsport 411.
Thanks, Sean, and thanks for coming out here as well and with Capital FM. See you at the next one.
That's co-founder Tim Jessup. Now, the event was graced by the Cabinet Secretary for Youth Affairs, the Arts and Sports, Ababu Namwamba, and I asked him for his thoughts.
This is incredible, really, because this is a whole different experience from the kind of rallying style we see, even for the WRC Safari Rally, or the other series of the National Rally Championship. It's totally different. It's head to head, and it's absolutely exciting, really, really exciting. And my first experience, and I must say that quite a incredible experience.
For you, this is personal. You've got your son Cheche Ababu, who's been in action. You your thoughts on him racing?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. He's always been excited with cars from a very early age. And when he got the opportunity to start doing this, I mean, I thought, give him a chance. And he started off with a go-karting. He's been very good with a go-kart, and now he's graduated to the buggy. It is a good progression. And for me, it's just an example of young people out here who are enthusiastic. They want to get into motorsport. They should be supported. It's good to see the boy. He's now 12. And I believe it's a good age to get going.
That's the Cabinet Secretary for Youth Affairs, the Arts and Sports, Ababu Namwamba. Now, the beauty of rallycross is that young and old can compete in various categories. I got to speak to young drivers Karanveer Ruprai and Billy Tunde. I started off by asking Karanveer what he thought of racing in the event.
It feels quite exciting. I'm really enjoying it. I love when I'm flying off the jumps and I love sliding around in the mud.
Billy, your dad, Flash Tunde, has been giving you advice. So we see, what sort of advice has he been giving you?
Drive faster.
Yeah, it's a really good race and I love coming here three times a year.
Do you see yourself going into motorsports like your dad, or are you quite happy playing other sports at the moment?
I really want to get into like rallying or F1, or like football or rugby or like those sort of sports.
Karanveer, from your point of view, we see a lot of advice from your dad, from your mom, who follow you everywhere. You seem to be enjoying it, both autocross and rallycross.
Yes, I really do enjoy. I love the thrill that I get from driving. I love the adrenaline rushes, and it's quite exciting for me.
You're still young. We see, you know, the importance of seat time, you know, of getting experience.
Yes, it's very important to be quite experienced and to start in a slower buggy and then slowly progress to what you currently have.
Finally, Billy, it is a bit difficult. You're at Pembroke, you're in boarding school and all that. From your point of view, would you like to do both autocross and rallycross a little bit more often?
Yeah, it's also fun to stay like to board at Pembroke. It's fun also. But I would love way more just to stay and do autocross.
That's young driver Billy Tunde, accompanied by Karanveer Ruprai. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411. Motorsport 411.
So welcome back.
As the lights go green and we go racing. So McAlpin gets a good start, but so does Will Ovenden. They go side by side with one another down towards the first corner. Who's going to get the whole shot? McAlpin's got the inside line and track position and holds firm into the race lead for now. Bartlett into third place. That's Ryan Smith in the white machine up ahead of a man, Gantra, from the second row.
Now 14-year-old Amar Ganatra was competing in Wales over the weekend. He took part in the Swift Rallycross Championship. I spoke to him upon his return to Kenya from the event. Aman, thank you so much for joining us on Motorsport 411. Congratulations. You were racing in Wales over the weekend. What were you doing exactly?
So I went to Wales to race in the Swift Junior Rallycross, which is the one-make car series. And every car there has controlled fuel and everyone's tires are from the same brand. And in this series, everyone is between the ages 14 to 16. And I'm 14, so I was one of the youngest. And the fact that everyone has the same car and same fuel and tires, everything is controlled. It comes down to everyone's skill and how they do in every heat.
Just 14 years old, this is valuable experience for you, huh?
Yeah, so this, I learned a lot over the weekend. Track limits on Sunday put me out of the final, but it was... I learned a lot from the other drivers. They were very respectful and fun to be around.
This is actually the second time you've raced overseas. What was the other race that you competed in?
So last year I'd gone to this Life Live series where it was started by Thierry Neville and his brother. So in that one, it was a cross car buggy. It had three-way adjustable Riger bike engine. And I actually managed to meet Steven Abel at that race. And he was coaching me and guiding me on how the cars were supposed to be driven. And in that race, I managed to get to the finals. But a mistake on the second corner put me out of that race.
Now, you've been competing in autocross events as well. You seem to be gathering quite a bit of seat time. You know, obviously, that's very, very important at your age, huh?
Yeah, because since that last Kenyan RX, I've not been getting a lot of seat time with the car. And last autocross, I switched to a different car in Renex, and so I haven't really gotten seat time in any of those.
They're quite different, autocross and rallycross, but are you feeling that you're getting a lot of experience in both types of events?
Yeah, so in rallycross, I've managed to do two Kenyan RX and one overseas, and I'm really getting a lot of seat time from doing all of these rallycrosses.
How did you do in terms of results at the Swift race?
So on Saturday, I got into the finals, and I managed to finish fourth. And on Sunday, I finished third in like that semi-final bracket. But I got a time penalty for track limits, which pushed me down the order and I didn't qualify for finals.
It's Tyler McAlpin, the championship leader, who leads onto the gravel section for the first time with Will Ovenden, then Benjamin Bartlett, then you've got Ryan Smith, then it's Aman Gantra who goes joker on the first lap. So that releases them to the rest of the field.
What have you learned so far from those two races that you've competed in?
So in the Swift Rallycross, it's not so much gravel, it's more tarmac than sideways and stuff. So I've learned to keep it more clean on the tarmac and rather than sliding around. And also in these cars, they didn't have LFDs. So if you just put your foot on the accelerator flat out, then it just started listening.
Now, it's quite different, the equipment being used there and everything else. In terms of the competition, the equipment, how superior are you finding the level out there?
So in Canyon RX, there's not many entrants. So in this one, it's just me and Neil who are really close in autocross. And in rallycross, there's me, Neil, Samir, and Chinashi. We're all really close. So in this other RX in UK, there's 12 drivers in that series, and the competition level there is a lot higher because they're all in the same machinery, following each other, less than a car length behind.
All right, all this motorsports, and of course you have to juggle it with the studies. How are you coping?
So right now I'm on summer holidays, and I'm going into year 10, and usually weekdays, I'm just doing studying in school. Weekends, I use it for training and racing.
And finally, why do you love motorsport?
So I used to watch my dad a lot. He used to race in the rally race. He used to be a navigator. And I used to go watch him for most of the races. And I really enjoyed watching and being around the motorsport scene.
I'm sure you got a message for your folks and everybody that's supporting you.
Yeah, I'd like to thank my sponsors, my parents, a big thanks to them, my family for supporting me, and all my fans.
Aman Ganatra, thank you so much for sparing the time to speak to us on Motorsport 411.
Thank you for interviewing me.
We'll be back.
Through the final corner he comes, across the line to take the win in the final for the Junior Rallycross Championship, ahead of Ryan Smith, then Caden Harris in an unlikely third place with Aman Gantra in fourth position, Teddy McPherson, and then Holly Woolley completing the six finishers in that one.
Motorsports 411 with Sean Cardavillis.
So that's it for the show this week. Our thanks once again to Tim Jessop, the Cabinet Secretary for Youth Affairs, the Arts and Sports above in Amwamba, Billy Tundo, Karavir Ruprai, and Aman Ganatra. Our thanks as always to Big City Studio. I'm Sean Cardavillis. See you next week.